series that I'm starting today is called The Labor Room. Get it? You get it? It's the ninth month. It's time to push! That's for all of you that were about to go to sleep. You ain't gonna go to sleep on my watch. I just want y'all, I want, if you can, for y'all to support me on Wednesday night and come out to Mega Wednesday. Nightline ABC will be in this building. And it's important to me for them to see that we ain't scared. They're walking up in here to try to understand how a white pastor can pastor black people. I keep trying to tell people because I'm black, but they ain't listening. I'm like, I'm black, but I crack. But the one thing that I've learned in my life is that if you keep your heart right, God will elevate you, period. And that's the key. That's why when you walk up into this room, you feel the presence of God and you just cry and you quiver. And I just love this. Like, you know, we can yell and scream at our spouse, but we get all nervous when we start crying in church. Y'all like, oh my God, why is she crying in church? Because she wants to get healed. You'll go to a therapist and cry for, you got to pay $150 and cry for 45 minutes. But in here, it's free. It's free. You get to sub if you want to, but you ain't got to. And you can get free. So why can't you cry in here? Why can't you walk and pace the floor? Yo, I don't know about you, but I have walked through some things in my life that it was not me just sitting there, oh, it feels so good, oh, Jesus. No, if I ever wanted anything in my life, I had to go for it. I had to finally, have you ever seen those movies with Madea? You got to get mad at the devil like Madea got mad at her family. Got to go after what you want. And over here, laying one day up and one day down. Are y'all ready? One day up, I'm about to come in and I'm about to do an old drive-by so we can go baptize you. But you got to get to that place where you finally realize enough is enough. You can't be up one day and down one day. You can't be like, oh gosh, it's part of my family. And listen, I'm not up here talking or looking at anybody in this room. You're like, I know she's talking about me. No, I'm not. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all of us because we all do it. But you have to make up in your mind, if you're going to believe God, you're going to believe God or you ain't. Being a victim in your own story is so boring. You always eating by yourself. Well, I don't like people anyway. I don't trust nobody. How is that working for you? You have to be a friend to have friends. You have to, well, I ain't honoring my spouse. I mean, well, you don't even understand. You've had him in the guest room for the last 6 months and you don't even know why. You don't know why. Why? Because of whatever happened in your childhood that you never took care of, you're walking around bleeding on people that didn't cut you. The pain may not be your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. The only reason I can talk this is because I walked it. I don't ever touch anything that I have not had to conquer myself. Ever. And so today we're going to talk about, we're going to start the labor room. Are y'all ready? Man, I love y'all. I freaking love y'all, man. I love you, online community. I love y'all so much. Thank you for riding hard with us. Thank you for all the birthday love. Man, my heart is exploding. I'm just so honored. Y'all know what? Last August the 29th, I'm sitting on that front row and my life looks so different than it does today. And I just started weeping, thinking about, thank you, God, man. That when I wanted to stay home, I would get up and come preach. Fighting through my own personal hell. Having to get up and the whole world watching. Fighting, man, it was terrible. That's why you can't look at people's highlight reels. You got to get on your knees and pray for people. Stop judging people and start praying for people. And I'm sitting on that front row and
thank you. He's coming. Go Ben!
All right. But I remember as I was sitting here looking while ago at those screens, and I was looking at all these people that I'm so honored to preach for and people that I look up to. And I just sat on that front row and thought, God, if you can do it for me, you can do it for every person in this building. My greatest birthday gift on the planet is seeing you free. My greatest. It is better than winning the lottery. When I see y'all striving, when I see y'all flying, when I see y'all getting free from toxic people and yourself being toxic, that's the best birthday gift on the planet, man. So let's do this year. Y'all ready? We got 5 months left, baby. We got 5 months left, and we're about to crush it. The labor room. We're in the ninth month, and this is the month that God is decreeing is the push month. You can make it through anything. This auditorium for the next 4 weeks is going to be turned into a labor room where anything that needs to be released in your life is going to be released, and that's including your purpose and your destiny. All right? That means if you're supposed to write the book, you're going to start it. If you're supposed to start that company, you're going to start it. If you're supposed to let go of that addiction, you're going to do it. The Holy Spirit is showing me that although every one of us are carrying a promise from God, some of us are spiritually tired and emotionally drained. The time of being pregnant with God's promises may be exhausting and seem long term, but don't get weary in the process. Don't get weary in the process. A natural pregnancy is measured in 3 stages, which are called trimesters. Many of you are in the 3rd trimester. Don't abort the baby because the due date is drawing near. When you first find out you're pregnant, you immediately start looking for a good doctor. We immediately start feeling like we're pregnant. We want everybody to know we're pregnant. But for the first 3 months, you just look fat. I always said they need to have shirts that point down and say, I'm pregnant. Because people are like, the COVID done got her. But really, she's pregnant. Right? So when we were pregnant in the first trimester, we're trying to figure out, what are we going to do next? We get excited about the nursery. We get excited about where we're at. But here's what I heard God say today. Get ready to push. The Lord says the water is about to break. And you are about to deliver. Stay strong. Stay focused during the process. You're going to watch some things take place. Very quickly, every day, you're going to start noticing some things in your life that are starting to radically change. You may find yourself weepy. You may find yourself, I don't like this feeling. I remember when I started going through my process, all of a sudden, I was like, no, I don't like this. I don't like this feeling. Why am I crying? Why am I feeling? I could literally be in someone's life for 20 years. And if they walked out of my life, I had built so many walls up in my life that if they walked out, I would forget their name. Because of hurt and pain. And I remember when I started praying, God, heal me, do something in my life, I began to start feeling. I did not like that feeling. Because when people would hurt me, it would hurt me. And I was used to putting these walls up so that nobody could hurt me. But in order for God to do what he wants to do in your life, you got to be able to feel. You got to feel to have a successful relationship. You got to feel, and it ain't emotional. It's not toxic feelings. See, the reason some of your marriage are so bad is because you're putting unfair expectation on your spouse to fill a void that only Jesus can fill. Because what happens is we get emotions mixed up with spiritual emotions. Spiritual emotions are where you can take a licking and keep on ticking. Spiritual emotions is whenever you can walk through in the last 12 months and not look like what you went through. Yo, I had a picture come up on my Tomahawk today. I can't even believe that was me. And I have not gotten a facelift. I got a spiritual checkup from the feet up. Why? Because I'm doing what I tell you to do. I am an example of what I'm preaching. In order for you to walk into your next, you got to do something that you're doing different now. In order to get to your next, right now it's training ground for your next. You got to be willing to face what you don't want to face. The water is about to break and you are about to deliver. Here's what the Lord is saying. Stay strong and stay focused during the process. There are gifts that have been lying dormant on the inside of you, and it is now time to give birth to what I have imparted inside of you. Doors are about to open for what I have called you to do. Although the waiting has been arduous, it's been tiring, this COVID is wearing us out, you are about to give birth to what you have been predestined for. You may have been in hibernation for so long, brokenhearted for so long, sad for so long, and are afraid to step out, but now is the time to be released into what you have been created for. In the same way that Gabriel came to Mary and said that she was highly favored, I say to you today that you are highly favored. You are not conceived. You will not conceive and do not conceive through artificial insemination. But through my spirit, says the Lord, the seed that has been implanted inside of you will come into fruition. And my divine presence operating within you shall be regenerated. In the same way that Mary was impregnated supernaturally, you will also conceive supernaturally. You are also carrying something so valuable that will change the world if you submit. 12 months. 5 months, because the devil's got to give us back everything the devil stole in Joel 2:25. We got 5 months to get back everything the devil has stolen in 2020. Just as Mary's cousin Elizabeth was also pregnant. Listen, y'all, this is good. And the baby leaped in her womb. I will also, this is what the Lord is saying to you, I will also bring others to you who are carrying divine destiny. I will place people in your life who are also pregnant with the same vision. They are those who are in alignment with the same dream. Together, you will work in unison, and there you will not be in disunity, says the Lord. Trust me. Whew. When you feel that the process is too difficult, know that it is I who works in you both to will and to do for my good pleasure. Do not say that this is an uncomfortable place, but know that it is necessary to bring you into my purpose and plan for your life. You will not know that you are in the third trimester as the discomfort intensifies. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it. That's why some of you can't sleep. That's why some of you are at the wit's end. You're about to throw in your whole marriage, throw the whole spouse away, because you are right at your breakthrough. You are right at your breakthrough. Don't you be pitiful. This ain't a time to become a victim in your own story. This is a time to start getting your bootstraps in place. This is a time for you to start taking back everything the devil has stolen from you. When God created you, he created you a masterpiece. When God created you, he divined in purpose something other than being an addict or baby. When I tell you, you are the game changer. You are the nation shifter. You are the one that is going to take hold for your entire family. Don't try to induce labor before it's time. But welcome my plan as it comes into existence. This is not the time to give up. But get ready to push, because you will soon see the fulfillment of the promise that God has for you. I prophesy over you today that you will fulfill every single thing that your parents never fulfilled. I prophesy over you today that your child will not be a statistic, but your child will watch you as you gravitate into position. There will be no fake. There will be no phony. You are going to feel a freedom like you have never felt in your life. Your kids, your friends, your job, when you walk into work, are going to say, who are you? I break off depression from your life. I break off oppression. I break off any word curse that has been spoken over you. I cancel every plot, every plan, every scheme the enemy has devised against you or your family members. And I say to you today that it ain't over until God says it's over. Isaiah 66, 7 and 9. That was a word from the Lord for you, for your family, and your children, and their children, and your mama, and your daddy, and your granny too. See, the Bible says that life and death are in the power of your words. And the Bible also says there's 8,000 promises in the Word of God for you. But the reason we don't know the Word of God is because we don't read it, because we get stuck on the thus, these, and thous. I don't understand the thus, these, and thous. Well, then get you a freaking Thug Bible. The Message. It's like, yo! Don't go with that fool. Are you going to be laying in bed wishing you'd have heard me? Now, I don't really talk like that, but it's close. I promise you, you'll understand it. Because you got to know what the Word of God says for you. Because in our inner circle, in the RTK inner circle, we have, every week, we have another scripture that we memorize. Because you got to have an arsenal. Right, we can say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And a lot of you been in church your whole life. What I love about this pandemic is I'm getting a whole lot of people that ain't ever walked up into church. So I walk in, I'm like, shout. They're like, wow. They just doing whatever I tell them to do. They just hungry, you know. They're not like church folk. I don't feel him. Do you feel him? I don't feel him. Do you feel him? That's emotional. We wanting something that's different and sustainable. And so I have an inner circle, and in the inner circle, we're learning scriptures. And last month, we did Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm asking them to learn the scripture with it so that they can, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to bless you and not harm you, give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. This month, this week is Psalm 46 and 10 that says, be still and know that I am God to the nations. I am God on earth. I am always here. There's no reason to panic. There's no reason to stress, because I got you, boo. That's what he says to you. What I love about God is when people walk out, he walks in. I love God because, y'all, in the Bible, all these people that we talk about today were people that were more ratchet than us. And we're still talking about them. Jonah was stubborn as all get out. Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh. He didn't. He was like, boy, bye. I ain't going to Nineveh. Just like some of y'all, your ex. Kill him, Jesus. I'm saved. Kill him, Jesus. Some of y'all were at this altar praying for God to kill your ex with a train. You know. And so Jonah was on his way to Nineveh, was supposed to go to Nineveh. They said, oh, Jonah, go to Nineveh. He's like, ah. He didn't. He went his own path like so many of us. Took me till I was 40 to get it. and be like Jonah. But see, this is how God is. He knows everything about you before you ever come into this earth. He knows that you're going to do all the things you ain't supposed to do to get all the life college that you need to be anointed in all the areas nobody else is anointed in your family. How are you going to be able to understand and relate to somebody that's an alcoholic if you ain't been nay-naying on a bar a few times, huh? And so he says, Jonah, go this way. He said, oh, no, I can't go that way. So he goes another way, and then I can hear him telling the whale, well, go follow Jonah. This is Jesus. He was supposed to be going to Nineveh, but he went the other way. So I'm going to need you to go over there, whale, swallow him up, because he's going to need transportation back to where I told him to be in the first place. That's just how cool our God is. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah 66, 7 through 9 says, before she travailed, let me look at the NLT, before the birth pains. Anybody else got their paper Bibles in here? We love our paper Bibles. Before the birth pains even begin, Jerusalem gives birth to a son. Whom has ever seen anything as strange as that? Before the birth pains even begin, Jerusalem gave birth to a son. I have seen that movie where they dropping them babies in the toilet. You? Y'all ever seen that? Go watch it. It's really cool. They didn't even know they were pregnant. How cool is that? No birth pains. Just, oh my God, hey, Johnny. But that's what happened to Jerusalem. Before the birth pains even begin, Jerusalem gives birth to a son. Who has ever seen anything as strange as this? Who ever heard of such a thing? Has a nation ever been born in a single day? Has a country ever come forth in a mere moment? But by the time Jerusalem's birth pains begin, her children will be born. Would I ever bring this nation to the point of birth and then not deliver it? Will I ever bring you to Limitless Church without a promise to set you free before you walk out of that door? Nope. Would I ever bring this nation to the point of birth and then not deliver it, asked the Lord. No, I would never keep this nation from being born, says God. Giving birth to a vision can be likened to bringing forth a child. Starting over, beginning again. We hear a lot about travail and birthing, particularly related to intercession. What you see down here at the altar, when people are coming down, they're just like, I ain't leaving the same way I came. They're travailing. They're getting into a birthing position. Whatever I got to do to leave this in this building, I'm going to do it. See, often intercessors will experience something similar to what a woman goes through during labor and delivery. That's why when some of you laying in the floor, you're like, what is going on? You're scared because you're like, you're used to the deprivation and pain, but God's beginning to heal you. So there's intercessors that walk up and down, and I have people, Ashley, and I have all these people that are walking around, Pastor Crystal, walking around. We got Lamont walking around, praying over people. Because when you decide to finally release it, it's almost like a soul tie that's leaving your body. Because we've been holding on to these soul ties for so long, and a lot of the things that you're wrestling with is stuff your mama should have taken care of and your daddy should have taken care of, but they didn't. So guess who gets to? You. So we're not going to be pansies. We're not going to throw in the towel and just become who the world tells us we're supposed to be. No, we're going to fix our face. We're going to mourn and we're going to move. Because why? We are set up here at Limitless Nation to carry you through to the birthing of your destiny. Often intercessors will experience something similar to what a woman goes through during birth and delivery when they are praying for God's purposes to be fulfilled in the earth. They are not always the carriers of the vision themselves. But those who intercede are like spiritual midwives. Pastor Crystal will tell me, Pastor Levi will tell me all the time. They'll be like, man, I didn't sleep at all last night. I said, I did. But they're spiritual midwives at that moment. They are gatekeepers. And so that's what some of you that don't understand what's happening in this new season, God is stirring up something on the inside of you, and you are so important to fulfill that destiny. And once you get into alignment, you'll hear this. You'll be like, oh my God. Like all of a sudden all hell started breaking loose and you'll want to quit praying. Because it'll scare you into thinking that the reason all of a sudden all the hell's hitting your life is because you said yes to Jesus. Anybody ever been there when you started trying to get your life right? All of a sudden, all hell started breaking loose in your life. Well, praise the Lord. Because see, now you've got the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living on the inside of you. Now, whenever you go to bed at night, Satan looks under his bed to see if you're under there. Right? Because he's the only hashtag punk on the planet that ever got kicked out of heaven. He can't be in your house and mine. He can't be in your car and mine. Go ahead, come. I don't know how I got here. Lord, the devil didn't want me to get in this building today. Oh, my car just had smoke going everywhere. He was after my car. No, you probably need an oil change. But sometimes the enemy will use that not getting an oil change to stop your flow. That's why we have to be in the spirit and we got to let it roll off our back. But during childbirth, midwives rely upon four key elements that should accompany a healthy delivery. In the next 4 weeks, we're gonna watch so many manifestations happen in this building. Complete shifts. I'm breaking it down for you so you understand when it's happening in your life. All of a sudden, there's some of you ain't slept in the same bed with your spouse in forever. All of a sudden, you can be like, girl, I don't know what's happening. He chased me around the house. There's things about to be birthed that are about to be game changers in your life. Some of you singles about to be like, Pastor Kim, can you marry me? I mean, it's going to be, hello. Because things are about to shift. And there's going to be suddenlies in your life. During childbirth, midwives rely upon four key elements. I'm going to do this fast. That should accompany a healthy delivery. Power, passenger, passage, and position. Power, passenger, passage, and position. If a woman has problems giving birth naturally, it is due to the misalignment of at least one of these four factors. Y'all better catch me if you can. I already ran around my house so many times this morning, like, wow, I feel good. Because revelation brings deliverance. So problems can occur in the process of bringing God's vision and healing into your life to birth. Whether God has called his church to birth new souls into the kingdom or to bring forth a vision or a purpose, obstructions can arise. Let me break down power. Are y'all ready? Power. And break down the four P's. Power. Natural childbirth may be hindered by inadequate contractions or the body's lack of power to bring forth the baby. Just as many women lose strength at the end of their labor, many Christians lose heart and lack power right before the fulfillment of God's promises over your life. But what is wrought and what is in secret spiritually will make a big difference in the open later. That's why you can't get sidetracked putting your power in situations that ain't going into your next season. You can't lack power by wasting your strength. It's almost like when you're in an ocean and they say, oh my God, a rip tide is coming, and you get scared and start beating the water, and before you know it, you're going under and you are tired of paddling, when all you had to do all along in the season that you didn't understand is flip over and float. Don't waste your power. Let me break down this. Passenger. Another reason for failed childbirth may be due to the passenger. May be due to the passenger.
that is the baby passenger. Another reason for failed childbirth may be due to the passenger, the baby. See, the vision or the spirit, this is a little deep, so y'all got to hold on. When the mother, listen, when the mother is overdue, the infant is sometimes too large for her body to deliver. The vision or the spiritual passenger may be too great for a small group of believers to bring forth alone. We must acknowledge our need for one another. See, this is why some of you can't get past where you are. It's because you're trying to do it by yourself. You're afraid to let anybody in because you've been acting like the Stepford housewife and you don't want nobody to know you living with the devil trying to pretend you happy. You need to understand that there's seasons that you can't. Listen, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, all right? So the first one was power. The second one's passenger. Third is passage. A third birthing problem occurs. I'm giving y'all this. Go back and watch the video because we're walking into the next 3 weeks. After this, it's going to blow your mind. And if you're not in position, you're going to be sitting in that chair looking and say, I don't feel nothing. You got to get yourself into alignment. A third birthing problem occurs during passage when the mother's pelvis is too small. Fear can cause a woman to not relax enough for her body to make the necessary changes. This, in the spiritual realm, is fear. COVID has brought so much fear. Fear. How am I going to make it without them? I never saw my life without them. How am I going to do it? In the spiritual realm, fear may come upon believers with a vision, causing them to delay too long. This is why unity is so important. It allows us to encourage one another in the process of bringing forth God's plan. The fourth one is position. Are you working? Is everything funneling right in your life? Are you so codependent on deprivation and pain that you don't know how to push into the next season because it's discomfort? I'm afraid it doesn't feel normal. Position. This fourth element is also critical in natural terms because a baby poised in the wrong position can stop the birthing process. The baby's head must be tucked down so that the smallest diameter of the head comes out first. If the baby holds its head in an odd position, problems can result. Positions must also be correct in the spiritual realm too. Believers involved in bringing forth God's vision may have moved from where they need to be through unbelief or deception. We need to be in the right place at the right time to bring about revival and the purpose of God. You can't fix that marriage as long as you're still in the wrong position. You can't get a better job if you don't believe you're worth that better job. God's promises that his people will give birth to the plans, visions, and purposes he has given them because he will help them. His word tells us that we will have fruit from our intimate walk with Christ. And our fruit will be healthy and multiply. That's how come you can go through hell and come out on fire. That's why when people sleep on you, you don't need to wake them up. Because when you walk out of a place of being in birthing position for the last 9 months, you ain't understood what's going on. God is saying, I'm moving your baby into position. I'm getting you ready for your destiny, for your future, for your job, for your spouse. I'm getting your kids in position. Getting the church in position. The ninth month is very, very, very significant. September 2020. because of inherent powers. The ninth month is a turnaround month. If handled properly and spiritually. One of the properties and characteristics of the ninth month is the fact that it is the gestational period of human pregnancy. Human pregnancy from conception to full term is 9 months. We've been preparing for our next. Human pregnancy from a conception to full term is 9 months. The forces of wickedness tap into the truth to control, steal, kill, and destroy many human destinies. The cemetery is full of dead people that never fulfilled their destiny because of a person, because of a label. Because you were never in position, because you were worried about people and what they said about you instead of what God knows about you. You got lost in all of the TMZ and the Inquirer, and what did they do and what did they not do. In this next 4 weeks, you got to get yourself into alignment. Get rid of anything that is holding you back. Don't you allow testosterone, diabetes, or whatever the name is when you start swelling up. Don't let it stop the birthing process. We have a spiritual obligation, saints, to make September produce a bundle of testimonies, a bundle of joy, a bundle of new destiny. I am proof that in a matter of 24 hours, you can make up in your mind by walking in your house today and decreeing and declaring, I ain't mad at you no more. I'm not taking a Xanax for you another day. I'm not taking Prozac for you another night. I'm not drinking a bottle of wine for you another day. I am getting out of my feelings and I'm getting into some healing. Today, I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back. I'm getting into position and I'm about to push. If you have ever been, I'm done. If you've ever been in the maternity, the most common language that you hear is push. I see in the spirit a bunch of pink cigar gum. It's blue. You better get your cigars ready, the candy ones, because this is your season. You about to birth something, baby. Your marriage is about to be restored. Your job is about to come. Your money ain't gonna be funny, not another day in your life. You're going from being overlooked to overbooked. Why? Because we're getting into position. We're getting into position. I welcome you, Limitless Nation, to the labor room. In the spiritual labor room this month, I want you to be intentional. What do you need to leave here? It's going to be uncomfortable. Oof. It's going to be uncomfortable, man. You're going to be like, nah, I don't want to forget. I deserve to watch him burn. No, you don't. When you want to watch somebody burn, it's like drinking poison and dying. It's like drinking poison and hoping they die. Now we're about to walk in freedom. Don't you allow what they did to you in the last season to stop you from moving in the now season. Don't you allow the enemy to make you focus on what's going on now that you can't see what's happening next. I prophesy over you that it's your new beginning, that it's your new season. I prophesy over you that favor is following you this whole month. Father, everybody lift up your hands. Father, touch our lives. Give us answers that we've been praying for. Let us be walking through our house and feel your Holy Ghost jack up, man. Lord, allow our minds to be clear. Allow our hearts to be stain free. Lord, we don't mind scars, but we want to walk in a healing. Well, when we show our scars, it's just a proof of what you did. Lord, we say today, let us be examples of your glory. Let us in the next 4 weeks be birthed. I see in the spirit, y'all, that some of y'all are going to be walking and not even recognize yourself. I see spiritually that you walk by a mirror and have to stop and look at yourself because you don't even recognize your own silhouette. Freedom. Freedom. If you're in this place, we're about to baptize. But when you go in that water, baby, we're going to baptize you in Jesus' name. And when you come up out of that water, I want your heart to be right. I want you to understand that the birthing process wasn't so bad after all. Because the best thing about the pain, yo, I was on two. I remember when I was birthing Morgan, I was like, oh, I got this. If God can put a whole life in me, I don't need no epidural. I even signed off on the epidural. And I remember I'm laying in that bed thinking, oh, no, there ain't nothing coming out of here. They were like, you're about to push. I said, oh, no, I'm not. There ain't nothing coming out of here. They said, oh, yes, there is something. I said, epidural, 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 because that's what we do. We want help. Instead of pushing through, we want to stop. They said, ma'am, you signed off. You can't get no epidural. I said, if you don't give me an epidural, everybody in this building gonna know there's something. Y'all are killing me. They said, ma'am, you are at 2. You got to go to 10. I said, then you better get me an epidural. But as I was sitting on that front row today, I realized every birth and pain was so valuable to me. I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't change one story. I wouldn't change one tear. I wouldn't change one heartache. I wouldn't change one betrayal. I wouldn't change one drunken night. I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade it. Why? Because it's given me some oil that I would have never had if I wouldn't have walked through hell and came out on fire. You gotta let it go. You can't say you want something and be numb on the inside. In order to get there, you gotta be willing to push. You can come to Limitless every Sunday, but if you don't make up in your mind, I'm done. You can't expect a full-time God on a part-time relationship. If you are in this building today and you say, I have sin in my life, whether it's having an affair, porn, drinking, sleeping with somebody that ain't your spouse, prescription drugs that ain't yours, the weed, Mary Jane, if you got something in your life that you wouldn't do if Jesus was in the room with you, we're about to get you delivered. You ain't gonna be codependent on people approval. You ain't gonna be codependent on nothing. You're gonna be so saved, and if the horn goes, tonight you're going to be going to heaven with me, and we're going to be partying on the south side of heaven together. And here's what God's about to do to you, y'all. When you say, I ain't going back to the sin, he's going to set you free in such a way that you're going to be living like a Sunday morning. Living like a Sunday morning every day. If that's you, and you say, I've got some secrets in my closet, and I'm ready to leave it at the feet of Jesus because I want my life right. I want to be like you, Kim. You act like you had crack for breakfast. It's Holy Ghost Red Bull. I never have an induced flu, ever. I don't eat when I sleep because of Ambien. If you say, Kim, there's some things in my life I need to let go of. If you want to come down, you can. But if you're embarrassed, it's okay. You're about to be completely set free from every chain that's holding you back. Every pain that's holding you back. Every soul tie is going to be broken off of you. Every ounce of anything that is not of God is about to be broken off of you today. You will never again feel shame. You will never again feel guilt. You will never again remember the sin that was before you walked in this building. We're going to do this fast. I got the prettiest people in the world, man. Y'all so pretty. But here's what we're going to do. Whatever your hang-up habit. See, I used to smoke. I used to drink a whole bottle of wine every night. Get up and preach. Sure did. Marriage going to hell in a handbasket. I used excuses. I only smoke because I drink, and it can't do one without the other. Then I started finding myself hiding in the car and isolating myself. Missed a lot of friends and even missed some of my kids growing up because I was hiding behind Walmart trying to smoke a cigarette. I'd open doors in my marriage that I never should have opened. When you open one door, all these other doors open. Going to church, preaching, and living like the devil. Because there was stuff inside of me that was broken. And when I traced it back, I realized it was pride. Pride will kill you, man. Pride. I look at my life today. I'm so thankful that I decided I ain't staying here anymore. I'm about to jump. God, you either gonna teach me how to fly or you gonna catch me when I fall. But I'm about to jump. That's what's about to happen to you. And I'm prophesying over every one of you right now. Y'all look at me in the eyeballs. Don't you ever again feel shame and guilt about what you did an hour before you walked in this building. You addicted to porn? I can't help it. Yes, you can. Just don't go there. Get out of the room. Wife, don't badger your husband if he's watching porn. He don't want to be watching porn. Got to begin to fast and pray for him because it's a spirit. We got to take back our power, and in the next 4 weeks we're going to watch. Y'all going to be so crazy. Y'all going to be walking through the grocery store sliding your arm on people like, if I just touch you, you're going to get to, oh, you mean on today? Let me touch you. That's how free you about to be. God already promised me. So I want all of y'all to lift your hands up as high as you can, and you listen to me. Spouses, stop bringing up their past. Friends, stop bringing up their past. They might put you in it if you don't stop. You ain't God. Let it go. Let it go. Y'all ready? See, the only reason that you have hang-ups, hurts, and habits is because you don't believe you're worthy of a miracle. Anytime there was ever a miracle in the Bible, it was first a problem. And every single time God got ready to heal somebody, the first thing he said was, your sins have been forgiven. And that's what he is saying to you today, saints. Your sins are forgiven. And I am breaking every stronghold off of you in the name of Jesus. I break every sin off of you. I break every shame off of you. I break every addiction off of you. I break every lie off of you. I break the anger off of you. break the bitterness off of you. I break the shame. I just hear God saying, say shame one more time. The shame will kill you, y'all. Shame will kill you. It'll have you hiding behind Walmart. It's in your past. Do like me. Tell it. Tell everything. Because then when they tell, they already know. Stop living in lies and shame. So raise up your hands. Say, Father, forgive me for my sins. Give me spiritual amnesia. Lord, I thank you that today is a new day. Every thought that goes against you, break it off of me. Send it to the lake of fire, never to come back. Father, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for this next 3-4 weeks of birthing. Thank you for answers to my prayers. Thank you for clarity. Thank you, Lord, that I got the courage to break off every generational curse off of my family. Father, I say yes. I say yes. I say yes. You can use me. You can use me. Thank you for loving me, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you.